Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Gents, we're gonna find ship and we're gonna get back and everything's gonna be fine. We're gonna be fine.
But my friends have all left.
Well, I guess you can only play so much Go Fish.
Oh, okay. I thought they might come back, you know? I just, maybe we could just stay here a little bit longer until, just to make sure they're not coming back. Like, what if they're lost in the woods, all 320 of them?
Quite frankly, Bob, I think it might be a good thing that they're not around anymore. Weren't you getting a threatening feeling from them?
No, we were playing Go Fish and Tickle Bug and, they were hungry. they did find the last of my chocolate.
I'm so glad that you felt like you could bond with them.
And I suppose the threat they were posing to the ship was just entirely lost on you.
I'm the one who saved the ship.
I'm the one who brought them here.
I don't know if that's the argument you want to make right now.
I don't think you're the argument that you want to make right now, Bob.
Listen, we've all made mistakes, including me. But we're together now, and Beatrix, Bob and I have absolute faith in your scouting ability, right, Bob?
Yeah, you're the best.
Yeah, you say that now.
Well, I've always said that, actually. Like, I thought you did great. Like, you found the first life form on this planet, and they played Ticklebug.
And knowing you're here, I'm even less nervous about not being inside the ship. So, lead on, intrepid leader.
All right, I'm just going to point an arrow the way Beatrice wants to go, and in case they come back.
Okay. Okay, all right. Scout. I feel like...
No, wait! I have something in my sock. It's the last chocolate bar, Beatrix. You're the scout. We need you to have all your strength.
You're giving this to me?
Yeah.
The last chocolate bar?
Well, I have one of my other...
Oh.
Sock.
Well, still, the sentiment is nice. Okay. All right. Yes. Okay. We got this. Okay. So we're going to go left because when Captain left, she went in the direction of the tree line that was going downwards. So we're going to find her there, I think.
Okay.
Everybody just watch the sky and follow me. Oh, and avoid pits and trees that move around you and look scary.
That was very specific. Okay.
System update complete.
Beatrix? Come in, Beatrix.
Captain! Captain! Oh my goodness, Captain! Oh, it's so good to hear your voice!
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice too. Glad you're all non-tranquilized.
Yeah, I woke up a couple hours ago. It was an interesting experience.
Oh. Yeah. I'm still not over that.
I'm sorry. I didn't know what I was doing when I brought them aboard the ship.
You know what? That's totally understandable. You wanted to be friendly, and it was finding life on this planet. That must have been super cool for you to discover. But you didn't ask me for permission.
Well, Captain, lately it just hasn't seemed like you're that invested in us having a successful mission.
I'll have you know that this whole time I've been working on a map to help you terraform.
Well, I mean, that's amazing, Cap. That's gonna make my job a million times easier, and I appreciate it, but... I mean, there's more to a mission than just the actual mission, you know? Sometimes you wanna feel like you're appreciated, or like you're a family. Like you care.
Beatrix, I really wanna connect with you, but my emotional capacitor is not functioning.
Oh. Can I fix it?
Can you please?
I can try.
Barty. Sorry. Thanks for holding up for a second. Look. Beatrix. She's got our best shot to get you back to the ship. And I'm just gonna hold you guys up. So... here, take the last of the water.
Bob. It's Bartholomew. But also, Bob. We don't want to just leave you here. You're a part of the team, too.
Look, it's going to be dark soon, and I'm already holding you guys back. Like, look how far Beatrix is ahead. I think... like, let's be honest. At the end of the day, for the mission, you need the scout, and we need you back at the ship, and someone else can scramble eggs if they needed to.
Bob, I'm not going to tell you what to do here, but I want you to know that we care about you.
I know, but this is what I'm doing. Take the water, here's the backpack, and... you better catch up to Beatrix. She's gonna lose you soon.
Come find us if you change your mind.
Yeah.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Barty. Bartholomew, I'm sorry. Where's Bob?
He's back there.
What?
He gave me the rations and... told me that he would just slow us down.
No. What do you mean?
He thinks we'd have a better chance of getting back without him.
No, why did you let him stay?
He made a choice. In a way, that's what we've been looking for out of Bob for a while now. I don't want to tell him that the first choice he made was wrong.
Barty, part of your function is morale management. You literally left him in the woods at night
on his own?
I didn't leave him. He left. There's a distinction there. You're right. My job is morale management, and with strides like this, managing the morale of the next iteration is going to be easier.
I don't care about the next iteration. I care about this iteration. I don't care about iterations in general. I care about people. I care about Bob.
I care about the mission.
Hey, Captain, can you hear me? I know you can, you might not answer. And that's okay, because I couldn't tell them how sick I am. I know you know. It's getting worse. And I guess I was just feeling lonely now. I know it's better. I don't hold them up.
Bob?
Huh? Yeah, Captain?
I just want you to know that I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Captain.
You're really looking out for the team.
Thanks. I can feel it moving inside of me.
I know. You're probably, like, really scared.
Yeah. It's getting hard to walk. I'm just gonna sit here.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So, tell me about your favorite memory.
Yeah, it's probably one of my forays out with Beatrix.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here with me, Captain.
Screw this. I'm not leaving him behind. No man left behind. I don't care. You use your tracker to go find Chip. I'm using my tracker to go find Bob. You can come with, or you can stay. But regardless, we are not leaving him alone. I don't care if it takes hours. I'm going to find him.
Okay. You've made a decision. I'm not going to tell you to change your mind. Just like I wasn't going to tell Bob. I'll follow you.
Okay. Captain?
Yes, Beatrix?
Have you been in touch with Bob?
I have.
Where is he?
That's classified information.
Captain, where is he?
He's fine. It's classified information. Just know that he's okay.
Bob! Oh my god, Bob!
Dude, no, you shouldn't be here!
I don't care if I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not leaving you behind.
No, you don't understand. Oh, God, it's coming out.
What is
happening? Oh, God. Oh, it's coming out of my stomach. I ate something I shouldn't have eaten.
Bob, what did you eat?
Oh, God, it was like did you remember that poop we found? Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Barty, run.
I'm right behind you! It's Bartholomew!
Just run!
Hey guys, why are you running from Bob?
Ah, oh my gosh!
That's not Bob. It's not Bob anymore.
It looks like Bob, it sounds like Bob, it runs like Bob, but it's not Bob!
Slow down, everyone! Bob's coming!
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Mbula Enobong, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
Who decided to show up?
Oh, hi, Captain. Feel funny.
Funny?
Yeah, I feel different.
Different?
Like I know stuff.
Stuff?
Yeah, like stuff.
Go on.
Like I understand marketing algorithms and dynamic segmentation and cross-tabulation.
Yep, that's part of your memory, Chip. Wow.
Oh, I guess that's just normal.
Yeah, can you just hold that thought right there?
Yeah.
Bartholomew?
Captain?
Iteration 5633 is successful.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It's the last days of summer, 1920. Do you know where your children are? They should be playing outside.
Come on, Chelsea.
Mima says we're not allowed to go to this house. We're not even supposed to be on this side of town.
Doing their chores.
Why aren't these chicken coops clean?
Please, Father, I'll be good. Oh, God!
Obeying their parents.
You look me right in the eyes and tell me you didn't steal this bike.
Ma, no, I've been helping Mr. Diamond, all right?
Lord, don't tell me my son is working at a speakeasy.
Exploring their feelings.
Let's go over to the apple tree.
Gosh, okay.
But unfortunately for these young fools, the neighborhood bully has other plans.
Tonight, you are going to meet me out in front of the old Barnaker house.
Howling house? Why?
Now, a Boy Scout, a tag-along, a doormat, and a delinquent will dare to spend the night in the most haunted estate in Arkham. Will they survive to see the sunrise, or will they succumb to the hunger of Howling House?
You're going to die tonight.
What is that thing?
Is this the witch's library?
I'm gonna kill you!
Not tonight!
Roger, make him stop!
No! You watch!
Run away, little ones.
I'm so hungry.
Listen to the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program's award-winning season, Night at Howling House. The complete story, available everywhere you listen to podcasts, and at CthulhuMystery.com.
All the outs and free. All the outs and free.